I'm thinking about your dining area, which is all decked out in red. How did that come about?
I said burgundy. It used to be three colors. One was red and white. Then we changed it. We had a fire in 66, and we rebuilt it and came back, and it was red and black flock, which was popular then. Then about 15 to 20 years ago, we had a total remodel. We closed down, and everything from the floor to the ceiling was replaced. The carpets, the walls, the fixtures, every piece of equipment in here was replaced. It's worn well. We take care of it. You know, there's a lot of age on this building. It's a constant maintenance problem, but I think that it's in good shape.
While you were here running this business, Celebrity Club, you did invest in other businesses.
Well, I had another club that was really kind of a dream club. It was Utica 21. I opened it in 1976. It was on top of Utica Bank Building, and it was really a beautiful place.
21st in Utica.
21st in Utica. The chairman of Utica Bank at the time was a man by the name of Vic Thompson. He wanted a club restaurant up there. He talked to me, and we visited and finally agreed, and he made me some very favorable offers on financing. So I opened it, and it was doing well. It was a very beautiful place.
Was that a private club?
Yes, it was a private club. They had to pay a membership there. I never charged for memberships here.
And that was before Liquor by the Drink was voted in?
Yes, long before Liquor by the Drink.
But that was a private club, and
yes,
you had to join for how much? Do you remember how much it was?
It was just $100. Then there was an annual fee. Everything went well, and then I become ill. I had colon cancer, and I asked for the prognosis, and they said, you've got to divest yourself of all your interest. I said, wait a minute, that doesn't sound good. But cancer was stage 4. But fortunately, I survived. In the interim, though, I had to sell the place, and I had to almost give it away, and then I carried the biggest part of the note. The man did well for 5 years after he purchased it. But unfortunately, he didn't make it. He had some problems after 5 years. Interesting thing on the name of that club, Vic Thompson, who was the CEO and chairman of the board of Utica Bank, his favorite place in the United States was the 21 Club in New York City. And we mulled over names. We looked down on Swan Lake there, so all I was thinking was something Swan on the name of the club. So one day I'm driving in there, and I get to the intersection at Utica, and we're on 21st. I said, gee, what a great name that would be. So that's how the name was created on Utica 21. 21st in Utica, many people thought that it had some connection to the 21 Club in New York City, but nothing.
What are your overall recollections about the city of Tulsa itself? Because even in the early 60s, downtown Tulsa was still quite vibrant.
Yes. When I came here, Bishop's was still open 24 hours.
And Bishop's was?
A restaurant downtown, and it was a good restaurant. Some of their old recipes are still sought after, and they're still famous. Some of the things that they did.
Did you have competition to the Celebrity Club?
Yeah, I think so, but not much.
Who would it have been?
Well, when I came here, the top restaurant in town, in my opinion, was the Louisiane. A man by the name of Herb Kohlmeyer had that. And it was a very, very nice restaurant, really nice. And I took my interior designer over there before he decorated his place. He was out of Oklahoma City. He looked at that, and he said, I can beat it. I says, good, go for it. And that was how he designed this. He did not do it the last time we remodeled, had a total remodel. A local lady, interior designer, did it. She did a nice job, I think.
So in the 60s, then, it was those two fine restaurants.
There were others. There was the Petroleum Club downtown, which is real private. I don't remember when the Summit Club started, but it's been here a long time. And they really do a nice job. They have done, and they still do. Their service is really good.
Were you interested in food from a chef standpoint?
Preparing it myself, personally? No. Now, I have, in the early days, jumped back there and helped in the kitchen run a broiler or something like that. I was young. Nothing scared me then.
Did you ever have a house full of patrons and electricity went out or plumbing went out?
Yeah.
And you're asking yourself, what do I do now?
Oh, yes. I've had all those problems, John. All of those problems. Power failure, but plumbing on several occasions. I've had plumbers out here in the midnight and all night. The same thing with electricians. Those are hazards that you're going to encounter.
People get upset?
No, not really. That's amazing. They were very, very nice and very acceptable to the problems.